Earth Day is tomorrow, April 22nd. We've been observing it since 1970. To put that year in context, it was 8 years after Rachel Carson published Silent Spring, a year after a river caught fire in downtown Cleveland, and a couple of months before President Nixon organized the Environmental Protection Agency. Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson proposed that first Earth Day.
Our goal is not just an environment of clean air and water and scenic beauty while forgetting about the worst environments in America, in the ghettos, in the Appalachians, and elsewhere. Our goal is an environment of decency, quality, and mutual respect for all human beings and all other living creatures. An environment without ugliness, without ghettos, without poverty, without discrimination, without hunger, and without war. The battle to restore a proper relationship between man and his environment, between man and other living creatures, will require a long, sustained political, moral, ethical, and financial commitment far beyond any commitment ever made by any society in the history of man. Are we able? Yes. Are we willing? That's the unanswered question.
And it is yes for a lot of people, as Earth Day celebrations have continued since that first one in 1970, guided by Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin at the time. We invited organizers of a few regional events to call us with details. Add yours if you don't hear them here. We're talking about Earth Day events. Think of this as first Earth Day Friday or something like that, Earth Day Friday. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Annie Hoy in Ashland from Rogue Valley Earth Day. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me, Jeffrey.
Sure. So what are the events you have going on?
Well, first, I just want to say thank you for playing the clip from Gaylord Nelson. I had the opportunity to actually interview him about Earth Day many years ago, and it's wonderful to hear his voice. We've been celebrating Earth Day in Ashland since about 1993. It started in the parking lot of the co-op and has grown so much over the years that now we're filling up the outside area of Science Works. Our event starts at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning and runs until 4 o'clock out at Science Works with about 60 exhibitors. And I know everyone will be really excited that the baby goats from Willowet will be there. Bring the kids and grandkids. That's one of the highlights of Earth Day, is petting the baby goats.
That's become a bit of an Earth Day tradition there then?
It has become that, yes. Also, hula hoops. And we used to have this cardboard city that kids would build into this series of caves. But this year, instead, we're having Talent Maker City visit us, and they're going to have a number of different activities for kids and adults alike.
And this was 11 a.m. was when things get started?
11 a.m., yep. That's... We've got a lineup of amazing entertainment, starting with a Sonic Kaleidoscope, which is a local youth group that play joyful marimbas inspired in Zimbabwe. Then we've got a segment where scientists are going to be speaking out. We'll have a live science show from Science Works. And then the North Medford High School High Altitude Balloon Team is going to be there. You know, they're the ones that put up the big balloon in order to stream video from 90,000 feet up during the total solar eclipse coming up this August.
Oh, wow. That is, they're always doing interesting things at the science department at North Medford High School.
Indeed. And they're delightful kids, and their instructors are also deeply committed to science and understanding, and especially solar research.
Okay, Rogue Valley Earth Day starting at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. That is tomorrow at the Science Works Hands-On Museum in Ashland. Annie Hoy, good to talk to you as always.
You're so welcome, Jeffrey. Have a good day.
All right, take care. Peggy in Redding from the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on this Earth Day Friday.
Hi, Jeffrey. We're so glad to be here and appreciative of you reaching out to us so that we can share this great event. It sounds like wonderful things happening in Ashland. Really exciting. So we're happy to have to know what's going on up there, and then also to share a little bit of what's happening here in Redding.
Tell us about some of the major features at the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival.
Well, this is our 11th year, And we have a record number of exhibitors this year. We have 163 exhibitors. We have a brand new innovation tent. We have a variety of speakers that are going to be talking throughout the day. And we were able to pull together some wonderful activities in a STEAM tent for youth. We've got a big children's area, and we have some incredible music lined up on two different stages. And I'd like to introduce Jonathan Foster here with me from Miracle Mile Records, and I'd love to have him speak about the music lineup that we have.
Okay, Jonathan, what you got?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
So, our third year of Miracle Mile Records supporting the Earth Day Festival here, the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival in Reading. We kind of have a music festival within the festival, and we've been able to grow, and we're happy to announce that we have eight acts on two stages for the day from 11 to 5 p.m., and it's a free event, of course, for the whole family all day, and we're featuring the Brothers Comatose, a festival touring band. This year is going to headline the day, along with seven other regional acts, including some local favorites, the Buckhorn Mountain Stompers, Jim Dyer, Nick Champy Band, Merritt Parcel, Brandon Alvord, and Honeybee. So we're very excited to be supporting Earth Day, and looks like the weather is going to be great. And we also feature beer, wine, and food vendors all day as well.
Okay, it does look like the best day of the week, that is for sure. Peggy, before we go, we only have about a minute left here. I just want to ask about things that people should and maybe should not bring to Earth Day in Reading, just to sort of show some harmony with the planet.
Well, we are striving to be a zero-waste event, so we definitely want people to be mindful of that. And, of course, we don't want styrofoam and just kind of extra and plastic, those kinds of things we try to discourage. So if people can be mindful of that. We also have partnered with, I just want to throw in, the March for Science Reading, and they will be starting at the downtown promenade about 11, and they'll march to Reading City Hall and have a rally there when they get there.
Okay, so that is the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival in Reading. I want to thank Peggy and Jonathan for talking to us. I just got a couple of seconds here, really, for Teresa Wicks from Sustainapalooza in Klamath Falls to plug what you got going on tomorrow.
Hi there. Yeah, tomorrow we're starting the day off with what we're calling a bike-tism, so people can get their bikes baptized in honor of the Ride Your Bike to Work Day that the Blue Zones Project is putting on in May. And then we will be meeting at Mills Elementary School on East Main to mark storm drains. And then at 10 o'clock, we have two events happening, one up at OIT in the Native Plant Garden. And then at Mills Elementary, we'll be putting on a sustainability fair, basically. So we'll have some games and educational stuff about recycling and...
Okay, so OIT and Mills Elementary School, the foci of Sustainapalooza in Klamath Falls. Thanks to Teresa Wicks from that, Peggy Rebol and Jonathan Foster from the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival in Reading, and Annie Hoy from Rogue Valley Earth Day. Good to hear from all of you. Happy Earth Day, everyone. The second hour of the exchange coming up.